Big Oil Check-In, exploring the end of the age of oil.
Whistleblowers at the International Energy Agency are claiming that U.S. pressure is preventing the agency from being honest in its predictions of future world oil availability. The International Energy Agency, the IEA, was formed in 1974 by the world's industrialized countries. The preceding year's sudden oil price rise and the Arab oil embargo got their attention. The industrialized countries were also the world's oil-dependent countries. They wanted a watchdog to help them foresee and prevent future disruptions in the fuel supply. If the whistleblowers' claims are true, the watchdog is being muzzled by the biggest oil importer in the world. In the story published in the British newspaper The Guardian, one of the whistleblowers is quoted as saying, "The IEA in 2005 was predicting oil supplies could rise as high as 120 million barrels a day by 2030, although it was forced to reduce this gradually to 116 and then 105 million last year. That 120 million figure was always nonsense, but even today's number is much higher than can be justified, and the IEA knows this." The source continues, "Many inside the organization believe that maintaining oil supplies at even 90 to 95 million barrels a day would be impossible, but there are fears that panic could spread on the financial markets if the figures were brought down further, and the Americans fear the end of oil supremacy because it would threaten their power over access to oil resources." Unquote. The whistleblower, who The Guardian says still works as a senior official at the IEA, refused to be identified by name. The Guardian quotes another senior IEA official as supporting key parts of what the first official said. The second official has left the agency, but still will only speak out anonymously. The remarks came last month as the IEA prepared to release its annual World Energy Outlook. The high-profile annual report, now released, does indeed say that 105 million barrels of oil a day in 2030 is a possibility. Apparently, the IEA wants the world to believe that more than a 25% increase in oil production is possible. For the first time, the World Energy Outlook also includes a second scenario, with carbon emissions limited enough to keep CO2 concentrations no higher than 450 parts per million. You might ask where 450 parts per million comes from. Didn't October see thousands of demonstrations worldwide to highlight the message of leading climate scientists, like NASA's James Hansen, that 350 parts per million is a number to shoot for? Hansen and his colleagues fear that the world will not remain habitable for civilizations at 450 ppm. 350 ppm is a number to shoot for if runaway climate change is to be avoided. Apparently, the watchdog agency is failing to bark at two burglars. It won't tell the truth about limitations in the oil supply, and its scenario for responding to climate change is inadequate. Meanwhile, external criticism of the agency is mounting. The latest critique was accepted in November by the journal Energy Policy. It's a publication by Uppsala professor Kjell Alaklet and others, criticizing last year's IEA World Energy Outlook projections for 2030. Those were similar to what the IEA released this week. The Swedish paper says no more than 75 million barrels of oil a day are possible in 2030, down from today's 83 million barrels per day. Alaklet's paper acknowledges a connection between oil use and economic growth and suggests that policymakers, quote, rethink their future plans for economic growth, unquote. You and I can't increase the supply of oil. We're getting a clear message from many experts who don't succumb to pressure from the U.S. government to lie to us. They say little or no increase in oil production is possible, and two decades from now, the world will inevitably produce less oil than it does now. The U.S. relies on oil imports for two-thirds of what we use, so we're especially vulnerable. We can control our demand for oil, and many ways to save oil also save a lot of money in the short term. The importance of investing in efficiency and learning to live more simply just continues to increase. And it pays for itself, even if our government won't tell us the truth. I'm Carl Ettner, and that's this week's Peak Oil Check-In.
Peak Oil Check-In was produced by Relocalizing Vermont Productions in association with WGDR Plainfield.